Time to check back in with Bonnie L. Quick, the president of the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild, to hear about her book project from the Lutheran Residences in St. Petersburg. The book is out. It's called That's What They Say, Ramblings and Musings from the Woodstock Generation. Last time we talked about your program and spoke with one of the writers in the group, and I know since then you published a book. And let's go back to the very beginning and talk about the writers group, who it is, and what you do, and then we'll talk about the book that's been published.
Okay. First of all, it's called the Lutheran Residence Writers Group. And it was founded about 2 years ago. That would be February of 2017. And my inspiration for the book, the group was because I'd worked a lot with elders, and I also am a writer, and I just saw people who had a real desire to do something and didn't know where to start. So we began meeting every couple of weeks and talking about different kinds of writing and getting people out of their rooms, because this group comprises of high-rise, low-income people who just don't have the resources a lot of others have. So anyway, we've grown a lot in the, our focus and what we're doing, especially, because of the book that came out. It was a thrilling experience for the majority of the people who are in the group, because, it was something that some of them had dreamed of and never expected would really come true. Mm-hmm. Only two of the writers had been published at all before. So there's 10 writers beside myself. Mm-hmm. And, when we came in, we brought it out, and we did everything that you would do with a book. We had a book signing, and we had, we've been trying selling the book and circulating it. It's just been a combination of writing and inspiration, encouragement for that particular age group, which is well over 70. And I'm also involved with the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild, and happen to be the president this year. And so what we have done is about four of the people who are in the Lutheran Writers Group have actually joined the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild as associate members. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they have expanded their ability to just learn new things and tell people about what they're doing. And it's just been a wonderful experience for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Did these people who became writers through this project have a particular topic they had a passion about or wanted to write about, or did you have to delve a little bit into various topics for these people?
Well, we have a variety of topics, but mostly what I was trying to get to was, what do you like, and what kind of thing do you want to write about? And it was a variety, everything from what things were happening as they were growing up, and we had one person who had parents who were involved in the mafia. We had somebody else who lived in the woods in Kentucky. I mean, we had it's a variety group, and whatever they wanted to write about. One woman had worked for a long time as a dog groomer, and so many of her stories involved things that happened in her her family and involving dogs. Now we are in the process of, there's four, like I said, four people who have joined Bay Area Professional Writers Guild, and what we're working on now each one of them is preparing a story that we're bringing out a collection of short stories, the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild and Dark Horse Publishing, okay, which is, it's called Dark Horse Florida Publishing, and Tom Kuba is one of our BAPWIG members, and he is sponsoring this. It's going to be a collection again, and he's saying it's not an anthology. There is no assigned topic. It's just stories from wherever you want to tell a story. And that seems to be what I would say. If I had to say, what is this group about? I'd say these are storytelling people. And they enjoy, we're working on getting some open mic situations and that kind of thing also.
Yeah. Every author has an editor. Did you function as the editor on this project? Or?
Well, actually, we had someone from Bay Area Professional Writers Guild who had been an editor who came in and helped us. And then I had several people who live within the same building do some editing. So it was a project. I would say we had six or seven people who did some editing, and then at the end of the, when we actually published the book, we had a lot of help from a gentleman who was a member of Bay Area Professional Writers, and he helped format the book and did final edit on it. That was John Russo. So it was a really great learning experience for all of us because I am a writer, but I've never been involved in before. Had I ever really been involved in doing this kind of a project? So, and also as with, again, with the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild, who have been extremely helpful, we're in the process of redoing a lot of things and in that organization too. We're trying to expand our horizons, and we've got a new mission statement to support and promote the development and advancement of the art of writing, which, of course, includes my people in the Lutheran Residences Writers Group. Yeah.
How do people find the book? It was a wonderful read. Thank you for sharing it with me. But for our listeners who would be interested in... first of all, finding the book and reading the book. What's the best way to do that?
Okay, well, it is on Amazon.com, and it is available both in hard copy and print on demand, and ebook, Kindle. Okay, it's available in those two formats. And also, if someone wants to order directly, I mean, they can call me, and I can get them hooked up with that as well. One of the again, working with these two groups, what I have really wanted to see happen is happening. The growth of the people involved in the group is expanding to. They're seeing what writing, they're examining what kind of writing do I want to do. I have two people who, who really are fun poets, and we're doing not only their poetry, but they're learning how to write a short story, and we'll be involved in also some of the workshops that the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild is doing. We have a workshop coming up that helps writers to discover, what kinds of writing they like, and also it's for all ages. Okay, we really want people of all ages to realize if you really want to do something, you can. And there's people here who will help you. And we have this boot camp 101, which we're going to have on June 11 for the Bay Area Professional Writers. Is designed for pretty much all ages of people who are interested, from college students and retirees who are interested in writing and who might want to write, do something in a career. I mean, some of the folks that are in my group have reached out and submitted stories to magazines and things that they would have never dreamed of doing. Mm-hmm. So it's just been a real great, for me, my point of view, it's been a great learning experience, and it seems like that the folks who are involved are very excited about the prospect of showing the world, hey, we're still alive, we still do a lot of thinking, and this is an enjoyable thing. And I've got two people who want to go to this workshop and because we have somebody, I don't know if you know Carol Perry, but mm-hmm. Carol Perry is one of our members we're most proud of. She's the author of Witch City Mysteries, and I believe she's had at least 9 books published by Kensington. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what we're looking for. We're looking to, you know, guys, you may be able to get a publisher. You know, it's mm-hmm. never too late. Carol is 80-some years old.
That's terrific. That's true.
Steve Simon, he was also, he's an author of a series of books. He's done career counseling, and he is going to talk on how to find jobs that, you know, when as you're older or whatever, and just that there's many, many possibilities. Yeah. I think if I had to say, you know, what this is all about to me, I would have to say helping people to reach out and discover their possibilities.
Well, that's a
and
great.
And we try to, yeah. you know.
It's a great story.
Can you tell I really love it?
Absolutely. Well, now, how do people find the Bay Area Professional Writers Group and contact you? And okay. If they'd like to attend the workshop, how can they do that?
All righty. The workshop is going to be, like I said, it's called Bootcamp 101, and it's June 11 from 3 to 5 p.m. It will be held at the Creative Pinellas organization on 12211 Walsingham Road. It's in Largo. The workshop is open to the public, and in order to register, it's you can call Louise Harris, who is our vice president, and her number is 480-370-3945, or you can call me directly at 727-479-7445. So this is kind of all, it's all coming together, and the main thing is everyone is working together to help promote the art and development of writing.
Thanks to Bonnie Quick for joining us again here on RadioSt.Pete.com to find the book written by residents of the Lutheran Residence in St. Petersburg. Visit Amazon.com. The book title is That's What They Say, Ramblings and Musings from the Woodstock Generation. And to find out more about the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild and the upcoming Writers Workshop, visit BAPWG.org. That's the Bay Area Professional Writers Guild at BAPWG.org.